If I use the N-word, it could quite possibly and honestly probably should, and honestly probably quite possibly and honestly probably should, cost me my career.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers. The happiest of campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Three fantastic topics. Topic number one is, what band or musician do you embarrassingly feel is ready for a comeback? Topic number two is, you have one birthday wish, but it has to be for someone else. What is it and who is it for? And topic number three, what word, phrase, or thing do you Google more than anything else?
We are pleased as punch to have back on the podcast an alumni of Public Access, a friend of ours.
Alumnus.
An old neighbor.
Mm-hmm. And very, very good friend of Comedia Gogo, Mr. Joe Calise. How are you, Joe?
Well-bearded.
You are well-bearded. It's trimmed and nice.
It is thick.
Now, let me go on wax to say that when I was in Las Vegas, Nevada for the World Series of Comedy, you were very hospitable to me and the wife, Andy, and I would like to officially thank you because we very much appreciated that. And Andy's not one to be too impressed with people. She hates everybody.
Andy hates people.
Hates them and liked you very, very much. So just, I appreciate it. It was very, very awesome and fun.
Well, that would be a compliment if she didn't also like you.
Yeah, touché.
I was just fucking
like and marry.
Yeah.
So, Joe, you guys were great. Yeah.
So I get in there because I placed in the round here, and then I got invited there, and then I paid $50 there, and then I made it to the finals there. Joe did it what we call the hard way and did like a wild card round for free, then made it to the semifinals.
You only get to like say one joke. And then,
Well, I was in the wild card thing, so I was with all the other losers, and then they picked the
anyone could be the wild card.
The best loser of the loser. I was king of the losers, and so they showed pity. They spared my soul.
They did.
Rather than executing me with the others, they let me live another night. But then I pulled a fast one, and I won the next round. And now I'm official. I'm one of them.
Yeah, nice. One of the winners.
Yeah, and then I made it to the final thing. And
did they still treat you differently for being a loser?
Yeah, but that was just a more of like a life thing.
It was a life thing.
Not a loser of the round.
Yeah,
it was the wild card, which anyone could do. Then he made it to the regular round, and then he passed that to made it to the semifinals, and then made it to the finals, and then he ended up getting third place.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, with his racist, bigoted, hateful hate speech that he does.
Yeah, and I was doing it to show that there's a place for it.
There is. Absolutely. I like
damn it.
I'm a fan. I am a fan of it.
I am a fan. So what's new, man? Are you still in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm still out there. Not much new. The World Series of Comedy has done nothing for me.
What are you talking about? It's the World Series of Comedy.
I'm actually here on one of my weeks that I won from that contest in a club where I already regularly work.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So did you pick that, or did they be like, hey, guess what? We're going to put you in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, I'm terrible at emailing for work, and so I emailed Linda, and I was like, you know how I usually work there twice a year? Well, you guys kind of owe me a week now, so can I just cash that in?
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, we went out. And then,
So you're featuring at River Center there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking A. Joe,
I'm living. I did it.
You did
it. Yeah,
you made it. You did it. You went from San Antonio to Vegas and
back to San Antonio. Oh, this is great. I was in Little Rock because I got into one of the Looney Bins. That's like the only other club I got in from the thing.
Yeah,
and then they were having a contest while I was there, where the winner gets to go into the satellite for the World Series of Comedy, and it was happening during the actual show. So they did like three of the finalists, and then they had us go up and do shorter sets to close it. And then it's like, yeah, I won third place. So if you win, you're basically winning a chance at being eligible, at a chance at being eligible, at a chance to come perform back here.
What did they say?
They thought it was funny.
We're still gonna go.
Yeah,
so we'll see you in 30 seconds.
Screw you, man. Don't smash my dream.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk bad about that contest. It was I just think it's stupid that you had to kind of hassle the people afterwards to get the work.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I did the whole contest so I didn't have to
hassle people.
If I was going to send people emails anyway, I would just be a comedian.
Yeah, no, the contest was fun. It was a good experience. I got to hang out with you more than I ever have, which was awesome. The networking was really what was worth it more than anything because of all the cool people that I met, the Vegas comics and the comics from across the country that I know, like, oh, I can call so-and-so if I'm in Chicago or call so-and-so if I'm San Antonio.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so I don't like Las Vegas, right? I've been there twice, both for like bachelor party kind of things, and a lot of other people really like Vegas. So you live in Vegas. What's there cool to do in Vegas that doesn't involve spending lots of money?
He took us on some of these. I can't wait to
I don't. Pinball Hall of Fame. I like the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Just a big place full of pinballs.
Yeah, that sounds pinball cool. Machines.
How much does that cost?
I mean, it's like a 25 to 50 cents a game.
Oh, pinball. So you don't have to. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it's free to get in.
Free to get in. Nice. Yeah.
All right. I'm liking that.
Okay. Downtown Vegas is really cool. They have I just realized everything I'm saying is arcades. There's a bar/arcade. You can get drunk and play pinball. Circus has an arcade too. Or they have a circus show every 30 minutes and you can play pinball there too.
Yeah, really good pinball machine.
Circus has Menudo at the band? Buffet. No, the soup.
Occasionally the band.
It was funny because we went there to do this tour that ended up getting canceled, and we had to try to get a refund. It was terrible. And we go there, and they had this Texas Chainsaw Massacre Halloween. I was like, awesome, that's next week. And we go in there, and it was just – it felt like they built a casino in the west side of San Antonio.
Oh, Circus is the worst.
Yeah, dude. It is Mojoville,
really?
Dude.
Just the carpet stinks. You go in there and it's like it smells like pee.
Yeah. So and bad. There's kids running around, which I wasn't used to because we were just going and like casino hopping, just checking stuff out. And then at Circus, it's kids in diapers. They had like...
Yeah, it really does remind me of like Vegas Vacation.
Yeah,
like, when they go to the shitty... Like casinos that, yeah. Circus is like the shitty.
They had stores, casino, right? Yeah. Like we went to the Bellagio, and it was like Prada and Gucci and all that stuff. We go to Circus, and it was straight up flea market. It was these Asian vendors that just had bing 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 bing, like those monkeys that slap like all these dumb fucking toys that you see that are like knockoffs of Dragon Ball Z and shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then of course they had the Vince Neil Grill. Like it was just like.
Oh.
Drinking Motley Brew. It was closed.
Of course, it was just like it's just like a Wonderland of the Americas Mall, where it's like some stuff is open and some stuff is closed.
And they had there was these badass buffets that we saw at these other fucking fancy pants casinos, but at fucking Circus, it was like $7 and Menudo served from 10 to 3.
So, have you gone to any seedy places? Because I just found out about, like, there's some seedy places where it's, like, gross sex stuff goes on.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole little district there where they've got all the adult clubs.
Yeah.
It's a little square of strip mall, and every business is somehow a front. Yeah. There's the Green Door, which is, like, this world-famous – when they do the AVN awards out there, all the porn stars go to that. It's a swingers club.
Oh, okay.
And then the rest of the year, it's just this famous swingers club where people do what you do.
If it's swingers club.
Yeah, and then there's, like, all these gay bathhouses next to it, and there's a gay bar. Then there's, like, a lingerie store. That's where we did that open mic with the hosted by the tranny.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We went in the back door, literally. Like all the euphemisms in the world, we did. We went through the back door.
At a gay club?
It was like a abandoned hall. Yeah. Like,
like a banquet hall? Or like, hallway. Like it was just in a hallway.
Yeah, there was like a stage, but it was not, it was like one of those you'd get for a conference or something.
Yeah.
And but it was a little like empty space that they turned into a stage.
Pictured like a really like hole in the wall barbecue place that had a stage in the back.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. But the place where the kitchen would be.
Like the back of a Rudy's.
Where they cut it out and they asked for your order was just open for you to sit in.
Yeah. And you walk in through the back door. And if you were to walk out through the front, and turn right to your left would be a gay bathhouse.
Yeah.
And to your right would be the green door, nice. The swingers club.
And the crowd, it was this elderly man, elderly white guy.
He was the crowd.
Yeah. With this, like, way younger than him, but still fucking old Asian woman that loved the tranny. Everything she said was gold.
Okay.
And she was vile as fuck. Beautiful
so.
Person.
Her name, by the way, is Tawdry Hepburn.
Tawdry Hepburn.
She's great, by the way. I don't want
great.
To talk
no,
about
I'm not, no, I'm not talking trash about it. Vile. She would take that as a compliment.
Yeah. I was going to say, I should hope so.
She talked about this guy she was dating who answered this Craigslist ad for a person who was paralyzed from the neck down who said on the Craigslist ad, this is what she said on stage, my nurse is typing this for me. I am unable to do anything for myself. All I can do is talk and swallow. Please come stuff your cock in my mouth and fuck my face and leave.
Oh, wow.
And so then,
he's romantic.
Yeah.
And then the guy posted.
Hey, he's doing what he can with
but
what
can
he's
you imagine
got.
Being the nurse having to fucking type that? You know, like.
Oh, man. And does that lady have her own cards that they hand out in the plaza? You know how they have like the call girl cards that you I feel like they're my Pokemon. So does she have one?
Like, I'm a nurse that I'm DT whatever.
Yeah. I'll do whatever you need me to. Yeah. But Tawdry said that her boyfriend had a very recognizable tattoo in his pelvis, and the paraplegic man posted pictures of thanks for answering the ad with this guy's cock in his mouth, and there was a tattoo, nice. And she was kind of like, what the fuck? And then her dude was all like, well, I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, exactly. That was nice of him.
Yeah, just to go and like fuck his mouth.
Yeah.
And so
that's all the guy has left to give the world anyway.
Yeah. And she was like, how did it feel?
Beautiful story all the way around.
Warm, wet hole.
Yeah. It's still functioning. That's what he wants. Yeah.
And we took a virgin white girl from Chicago, Michelle.
Yeah. Or Melissa.
Melissa. Yeah. Who didn't like, she was great. She was a wonderfully nice person who really hadn't experienced much. And yeah, that was Vegas. Yeah.
Good for her. Good.
Yeah, let's go show you the paraplegic.
Did you go to his house?
I wanted to.
not to talk to the nurse.
Yeah.
I loved it because Tawdry, she wasn't heckling, she was participating. So there was like, but seven people in the audience, and every time you would try to do a joke, she'd be like, tell us about your cock, honey.
All right.
It was great. It was the best experience.
So Vegas, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's Vegas. It.
That's what I...
You get 99-cent margaritas. Can't beat that.
that place?
No.
Or just in general.
Some casinos do it.
I ordered cranberry juice and Diet Cokes when I was there. That's all I got.
We went bowling.
Oh, yeah, we did bowling with the other comedians. Yeah. That was fun. I'm not really a bowler.
Joe is the most depressing bowler in the history.
You took a video of me. It was like called Sad Bowler.
Sad Bowling. This is how he was bowling the whole time. He would look really depressed. And then just like the ball would just drop from his hands and he'd walk away. And he would end up getting strikes.
Oh, he would?
I think I had like two or something.
His style.
Yeah.
It was his style. It was a lot of fun.
Did they give you free drinks in the bowling alley like in the casinos? No. Mm-hmm.
Fuck no, dude.
Are there pinballs in the bowling alley?
No.
What?
That's my main issue with that casino.
He's a bunch of-
and I've written them letters.
Nothing?
Where are your pinball machines?
I expect more from this establishment.
So what's new? What's coming up next for Joe Callas?
Well, I think I'm pretty much at the end of my life.
Yeah.
And, my funeral, that's what's coming up.
Yeah, oh man, I can't wait.
I'm doing, this is kind of the end of what I've got for a while. This week, and then in September, I finally got into Planet Hollywood, the comedy club there, which will be nice, and maybe then they'll let me into the other comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Where the Planet, and Vegas, the Planet Hollywood?
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a guy there, Edwin San Juan, that books the.
The Filipino.
You know him? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a cool dude. He gave me a thing, so.
Does he live in Vegas now?
Yeah, he's like the headliner there every week.
At Planet Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Interesting.
Resident headliner or something. Yeah, it's...
House band.
How do you fall into a sweet gig like that? I'd love that.
I don't know if I can talk to him.
Can I have your job?
Sure, man.
Can I headline every week?
Can I have your job when you are dead?
Sure, man. Have at it. That's how nice people are in Vegas. Everyone's just happy because they're drunk.
No, people are fucking miserable out there. Yeah. It's hot. It was like 120 degrees.
Oh, God.
Or at least is what it said in my car. It might have been less. Yeah. But it was hot. It might have been only like 99, but my car said 120.
Like,
and it felt. Nah, it gets.
Those leather like seats, dude. You're rich.
And you're just boning all sorts of just drunk chicks on their bachelorette parties.
Well,
right?
Here's the
that's all that's in Vegas
people,
in my brain.
People think that, and they're right, but. Like I said, it's 120 degrees. So, yeah, when you get that back up to your room, open it up.
Cheese. Yeah.
Exactly. Tuna melt. It's going to. You don't eat the seafood in the desert.
Yeah. Wow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Calise doesn't eat pussy. You've heard it first.
No, not in the desert.
Not
in the desert.
Not when it hasn't been refrigerated.
Yes.
Ah, see? Okay.
Yeah. And she's been walking all day.
Yeah. You want to eat freshly.
She threw up in the back of a cab earlier.
Freshly presented. Like, you can't just.
Don't be shellfish.
She drank an entire pitcher of margarita.
99 cents.
For 99 cents.
I wouldn't tuna that away.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was all right. I was cool with it.
We're talking about vaginas, right?
Yep, yeah, we absolutely are.
I'm not going to flounder that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat hot pussy.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Tap that bass.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Your trout smells like pussy.
Nope.
All
the way around.
Right.
And go.
Salmonella. still another fuck it. Okay. Is that her name?
No. Sorry, Charlie. Because that's a little more esoteric, I guess. Because
right, esoteric. Fuck, dude, that's a big ass word.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically, you've been walking 3 miles in 120-degree weather. Nobody wants a part of that.
Yeah. All right. Ugh. Poor thing.
And
but
also,
you still fuck them.
Oh, I would, but I have a girlfriend, so I can't do.
I mean,
What kind of all was that? Was it disappointed all you're always, or like a cute?
You're always cute. Mine was disappointed.
I mean, yep.
Oh.
That's good.
Aww.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah, way to go.
You're
Joe.
A good man.
Yeah, finally.
So, and you're still. It took you a while. And you're, and the beard, you're cool with even though it's 1,000 degrees.
The beard, I let it grow until I'm disgusted with the way I look, and then it's something that I can change about myself. So every every month I get to feel good about myself. Like, I made a change for the better. And then,
slowly.
I'm different.
Yeah.
You're back, a new man. And you grow it out. And then.
Yeah. New year, new beard. That's what I say.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Right on. And then, oh, I'm terrible. Let me kill myself. Wait.
I can shave.
I feel old. Like right now I feel old when I look in the mirror, but then I'll shave it and I'll be like, I'm young. Look at me. There's a young man under
here. And then when you're young, you're like, I'm pathetic. Look how young I am.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And then you look all wise and old with a beard.
Well, I grow the beard really so people will leave me alone. Because I live in a bad part of Vegas. I live like downtown, like by Fremont. And
the riffraff?
Yeah. The
blacks or Mexicans?
The wireless
minorities
Wi-Fi?
In general.
Just minorities in general. Yeah. Oh, Wi-Fi.
Lots really, of Wi-Fi. Really good,
homeless hotspots.
Really good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, Joe, we're very happy to have you on.
Oh, I'm glad you guys asked me to do this.
Yeah. Anytime you're in town, please come and do this, and it'll be lots of fun.
Yeah.
So, let's get started.
All right. So, it's time for my segment of the evening that I like to entitle, I'm going to look into that. A segment where I talk about the latest in movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
So I enthusiastically implore you to look into the man, the myth, the legend that is John Micklethor. John Micklethor was a championship body lifter turned
bodybuilder?
Bodybuilder. And lifter.
He's a body lifter. Joe's a body lifter.
Turned metal rock star, turned actor, turned nobody. And I was introduced to John Micklethor from an episode of Mystery Science Theater years ago, and the movie was called Zombie Nightmare, where he played the plot in summary real quick was it was this little boy who saw his dad get murdered while defending a girl who was getting raped. And so he idolized his dad. Then he grew up to be the neighborhood hero. And John Micklethor, like the name Thor implies, he's this butter crust, buttery chest, muscle mass of a man with long, blonde, buttery hair. And
this,
just,
this,
yeah, he is a champion of champions.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that guy
is glistening.
He becomes the neighborhood hero.
Kind of looks like a
ripped.
Who's
Bowie.
An old porn star lady? She was in Nina Hartley.
He looks like a buff Nina Hartley.
Looks like a buff Nina Hartley.
So anyways, he was the neighborhood hero, and once, like, his father defended some kids against some hooligans, gets murdered, and the child that his father had saved was a voodoo priestess who resurrects him, turns into a zombie. So you have this buff, long-haired guy, zombie killing Tia Carrere, and Adam West played the cop that was trying to track him down. So it was a good movie. But before that shit, apparently. Well, because the other thing, too, is that Thor's music was in the movie. Like, it was, like, rock music that he played was actually, like, in the soundtrack of the movie that he was in. Fuck, so, yeah. Back in the 70s, in the early 70s and going to the 80s, he was, like, this, like, metal rock star. He would go out there with fucking, like, shirtless, with loincloths, and he'd fucking bend bars with his teeth, and then he'd break, they'd have him, like, hold big chunks of concrete, and they'd smash, like, the concrete, like, on his chest with a sledgehammer.
Right.
So he's just this freaking showman. Like, he's just all about a pizzazz.
But none of this was for Jesus.
None of this was okay. for Jesus. This is for the fucking pure dark forces.
He wasn't
forces.
Like the power team.
And it was further illustrated how dedicated to the dark arts he was with his next movie called Rock and Roll Nightmare. So he graduated from Zombie Nightmare to Rock and Roll Nightmare, where he played himself, John Micklethor,
yeah.
and his band. And then he accidentally invokes, like, this Dark Lord, and then he becomes Buffer. Like,
fuck.
It's Rock and Roll Nightmare is actually a rock and roll dream come true. It's
wait, they're in this house. Are they in a house?
Or yeah, they're in a house, and there's this great, like, the demon looks like a dickworm. It's like one-eyed Cyclops dickworm.
I've seen that one.
That, like, coughs.
That,
like,
one I've seen.
Spunk in his coffee, and that's what actually turns him into a monster. Shit you not. Like, please look into Rock and Roll Nightmare and Zombie Nightmare, but that's actually not the topic expiring movie. He is the subject of a documentary called I Am Thor, and is a documentary following, like, well, people thought, where is John Micklethor? What's he been up to? Like, what's he been doing? The answer is everything, motherfucker. He's been doing music, apparently, like, since, like, he was stopped doing movies. So he stopped doing movies, like, in the mid-90s, and then he releases an album, like, every year to, like, the hooray of not many people. But the movie just kind of illustrates that this guy just loves doing what he does, and it's going on stage wearing these, like, fucking badass costumes. He's not in the same shape as he used to be in, but his heart and his spirit is.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. So,
story of Anvil.
Yeah. If you like Anvil, you probably might possibly like I Am Thor. It doesn't look as charming. The subject's obviously not as, Anvil just had this natural weird charm. I don't know if that's on Netflix, I think. So if you've never seen Anvil, the story of Anvil. Netflix that it's a awesome movie. I Am Thor is actually hitting the festival circuit now, telling the story of John Micklethor. Where is he now? And is his wife putting up with it? The answer is no, not really. But
no.
And how he looks now compared to what he used to look like, I got to see it. I Am Thor, John Micklethor. Look into the man, the myth, the legend. So that's who I say to look into.
At the end, does his dad come out and stop him from raping the audience with that movie?
From zombie? No, his dad tried to stop a rapist. The rapist stabbed his dad.
Ah.
Yeah.
The rapist raped his dad?
No, the rapist stabbed his dad with a knife, not a dick.
The stabber raped his dad?
The rapist stabbed the dad. The dad died. He's like, I want to be like my dad. And so he grows up to be buff. And then he stops
the stabber.
No, just some other raping. Like rapists. I think they were just criminals. Tia Carrere was one of them. And so they run him over with a car.
It's the worst.
They run him over with a car.
They run John Micklethor over with a car.
Okay.
Right. And because his dad saved
the rapist.
He saved the rapee. The rapee's relatives actually are into voodoo, and they resurrect John Micklethor.
That's always good.
Yeah. And so the zombie
friends into voodoo.
Zombie John Micklethor comes out, starts whooping ass. No raping. The movie has no rape really in it, except for the beginning. Like, you know, what do they call
except
that?
Except for the 30 minutes of the
beginning. No, this is a Cannibal Holocaust all over again. I guarantee you there's no graphic raping that I forgot about in this movie.
My question.
It's rape-free. It's rape implied.
Is he wearing makeup?
Trigger warning.
Is he wearing makeup throughout this whole movie?
Yeah. He's got this really bad, like, it's like a mask almost. I think there's some shots where it's not even him anymore. Because you can tell, because he's this really big buff.
He looks
dude.
Like the looks like big titty cop from Police Academy.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Rock and Roll Nightmare, there's this fantastic shower scene where it's him and his wife is in the movie, who plays at the time.
Fantastic shower scene
where they're having shower sex, more or less. And his tits are as big as his wife's. And not like in a fat way. Like, he's
buff.
He's buff.
And does she have, like,
she's got 80s like, boobs. She's got some nice boobs, and their boobs are just like it looks like a lesbian scene because of how smooth.
And he's got long blonde hair and wears makeup.
Yeah, and it just looks like two. It's looks pretty awesome.
Stevie Nicks making out with
the other chick from Police Free Academy. Mac.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So
sounds like a good old shower scene.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
I Am 4 does not have this stuff in it. Look at his older movies.
Yeah, dude.
So John Micklethor, yeah. Easy inspiration for the topic, for first topic of the evening. And the topic is, what band or musician do you embarrassingly feel is ready for a comeback? John Micklethor feels like he's ready for a comeback. He feels it with every fiber of his fucking magnificent body, is as good shape as it is now.
Why
needn't he? So what band or musician do you feel is embarrassingly ready to come back? Mine's really not that really much embarrassing. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I really like the band Space Hog, which is like
really?
Yeah. And that's why it's kind of embarrassing.
Remind me what they say.
So Space Hog, here's the thing. I like the band.
Tim Allen, right? John Travolta.
That's Starship Troopers.
Where they're
Galaxy Quest.
William H. Macy.
And Monk.
Wild Hogs. Sorry.
No, it's Air Bud's kids, and they learn how to play basketball.
Space Hog.
Space Hog, actually, was a... They're all, like, British dudes, but they all lived in New York. So not really British, but they still have the fucking accent and...
Sing their song.
Musicality. Like, it was called... The song was called In the Meantime, which sucks because there's a song from...
I'm sorry, how did it go?
Very Al Bundy moment. And this is why it's embarrassingly...
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah. Never heard of it. This is why it's embarrassing, because I like the band a lot. Couldn't tell you what their names are. Don't even know the names of their songs, really. And the only, like, in their third album is called Hogacy, and that's the one I like a lot. Like, it's a really good album. It's so fucking dumb. But the thing about them is that I think their songs were coming out like in the 97 to early 2000, and it's a very like David Bowie like ripoffy type of thing, but they precede like that whole movement where Aaron Paul and the Killers and Muse and those type of bands were coming out. So they were like a good 6 or 7 years like making it kind of a name for themselves before those bands, and like that was my whole thing when those bands were coming out. I'm like, that's like Space Hog. Yeah. But no one remembers Space Hog. No one even likes him anymore. And then the only trivia that I know about them is that the lead singer is married to Liv Tyler. But that's why it's embarrassingly, I feel, they're ready for a comeback, because there's bands that have made it a big splash with a similar sound, far exceeded however popular and successful they were. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you can't deny their song In the Meantime.
Yeah. Well, because Helmet has a song called In the Meantime, and it's fucking way better because it's Helmet. Yeah. And Helmet's not ready for a comeback because Homeboy changed his voice and it sounds all fucking stupid. But anyways, yeah, Space Hog. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Well, I was a big fan of CNC Music Factory.
Yeah.
And, one of the C's is dead from the big C, ironically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they can make a comeback.
You know what the big C is?
So
Who's the big C?
That's Cancer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I know him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew him.
Yeah. Terrible guy. Real selfish. So I was going to say Cold Chamber, dude. I looked it up for the question. They never broke up. So there's there's no need.
They don't have
for,
to have broken up. They just have to.
Because they're coming to the fucking San Antonio in a couple weeks.
I bet you they are.
I'm kind of down to go.
Oh, God.
But
what song is
Cold Chamber sings Big Truck. Yeah, dude. They're like a 80s, like a
later. They're a 90s
metal.
Late 90s new metal. New metal
catching
band.
Catching up with the new metal going along with everything.
Don't they sing
Loco? Me Loco. So,
Space Lord motherfucker.
No, that is Monster Magnet.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck them,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. No, fuck them. Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
About Cold Chamber, dude.
All right.
So, Cold Chamber, they are the epitome of. The like every time I say that, it's every Cold Chamber song has a jin-jin, has a jumping part like the good rap rock bands did, and one of the few bands that had white shirts, so I was able to wear it in the summer.
Wow. The shirts they sold were white.
White shirts, and right. It had the lead singer and an ice cream truck, dude. Fucking scary, dude. And the bass player was a chick, totally fucking white zombie, who's married to the drummer of Seven Dust, right? Mm-hmm. And then the guitarist was Mexican, like what? And I met him, and
this is Cold Chamber?
Cold Chamber, bro.
They sing a song called Big Truck.
Big Truck and Loco, and Kill the Man, Become the Monster. So... That's right. So, new metal to the max. The whole point of it was embarrassingly, and I was like, what band would I get the most eye rolls and an ugly face from Regan? There it is.
I don't even know them.
It's fucking Cold Chamber, dude. Anyway, so yeah, break out your fishnet long sleeve shirt and wear it underneath.
Yeah.
Your Oscar the Grouch. Black shirt that you got from Walmart. Wear some eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Braid your devil locks like I did.
And listen to Korn instead.
No. Listen to Cold Chamber.
Are they Korn-esque?
Yeah, they're kind of Korn-esque.
They
just scream a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think screaming. Yeah.
I'm going to actually choose a band that everyone's heard of.
All right.
That sadly, had their time in the sun and then, faded away. Definitely. Need a resurgence, which is the band called Aqua.
I thought you were going to say Smash Mouth because it sounded Smash Mouth songs.
Might as well be walking. No,
no, you're like
Aqua. You know
their time in the sun. And
did you know the songs that they're talking about?
No, I don't know music
exactly. But have you ever heard of the song "I'm a Barbie Girl"?
Yes.
Boom. See, everyone knows that song.
Here's
the thing, though. I hate that song. That's my least favorite song of Aqua.
Thank you, because that's my next question. I was going to ask you: is it just Barbie Girl?
No. The rest of that album. Is really good.
The B-sides? Aqua B-sides?
No, Happy Boys and Happy Girls. Fantastic song.
Yeah.
Really good music to put you in the mood, like just a happy, fun spirit. Barbie Girls is like the Buddy Holly of that, that whole album.
Oh, that's their Inner Sandman.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to answer Delight, but
that's
I can't.
In the meantime.
But I can't name any other song besides Groove is in the Heart. But Cold Chamber, I fucking.
Yeah,
I know. Big Truck, dude. Loco, dude.
Anyway, so Aqua, who's, like I said, Barbie Girl, I think that they're. For some reason, if you've gone into a dance club right now, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the electronica music that they're dancing, especially at a gay club too, is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same sound and can be applied to today's dance clubs easily. Yeah. So I think if they came back with a resurgence, came out with some other fun song, I don't know, that can be stupid and applied to, I don't know, social media or something. I'm sure they can come up with something.
Yeah.
You know, instead of a Barbie girl, it could be...
Well, the Barbie girl, like, is in my mind now because there's, like, this viral clip of this chick that's, like, the championship breakdancing.
Yeah, yeah. She who pops and locks.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was, even though it was a remix, but still, now that song's been... Now it's re-popped in my social conscience because of that breakdancer.
So anyway, Aqua, I think they definitely... And, it, of course, embarrassingly, it's not something that...
Oh, that was the point of this. Yeah, it was embarrassingly.
It's guilty pleasure, kind of like, hey, yeah, I'd like if they came out with like a new single, I'd be watching it on YouTube.
Cold Chamber's coming into town. I'm going to go.
Yeah, Space Hog's done, dude. Like, he's got a kid with Liv Tyler like in 2008, and they're gone. I think they came to San Antonio.
You never know, man.
Like
you never
in 2010, and I was like, I'm good. Like even I didn't fucking go.
Joe, you don't listen to music.
DJ Khaled.
I was gonna say Boys to Men.
Are they? Did they break up?
I don't know. I just thought
they need a comeback.
Fun.
Did they not? I thought they were.
I don't think they did.
They did a reality show.
What did they?
Yeah, they're fucked. They're
really
in some sort of weird reality show, and I remember seeing them in like an odd light, like some like singing reality show. And I remember thinking, I used to have a lot of respect for you guys as singers.
Yeah, I don't. My sister listened to Boys to Men. That's the only reason I know them.
Yeah,
and I thought it would be a reference. You guys seem to be talking about old shit, and I was like, oh, I'll fit in. I'll throw in a Boys to Men reference.
Heard the music at all?
Here's the thing. I don't know. I like Radiohead and Pink Floyd. I think it's pretty standard. Safe.
That's a great thing.
Safe.
You want
music.
Pink Floyd to come back?
They did. They put out that Endless River like a couple months ago, maybe a year ago or whatever. It was garbage. Shit. Yeah. The whole album is
terrible. This year's a year for resurgences because it was Pink Floyd,
Cold Chamber,
Radiohead. Slayer, Kenny, Faith No More, and there's like one other band that like it came back. Like they're all releasing new albums this year.
Yeah, the Pink Floyd thing was garbage. I was pissed that I bought it. The whole thing, it was like it's not even music. It's just like
ambient.
Yeah, ambient for an hour, and you're like, okay, maybe for 30 minutes I can take this, and then there'll be some payoff.
It never went anywhere.
It's just that it's like. It's the ultimate.
Well, they're on another level. That's why.
But if you did psilocybin mushrooms,
I would be pissed. I would still be pissed that I bought that.
All right, fair.
I'd be pissed. I'd put on Dark Side of the Moon, and
enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
It says Boys to Men continue to perform worldwide as a trio.
Yeah. Deep voice guy. Yeah, left.
Their most recent studio album was called Collide, released in 2014.
Oh, jeez, never mind.
They just performed, but that wasn't so much a comeback.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Rolls Royce.
Love me some Rolls Royce, yeah.
But they still perform. They still do, like, Earth, Wind & Fire and Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah.
They
still
do, like, soul, like.
Rolls Royce is a bass player?
No, Rolls Royce was, like, a R&B
you
late
know
70s.
Them best they, for.
Wishing on a Star.
I Want to Get Next to You.
That song, too, as well.
It's a jam.
Yeah, it's a jam. Their songs
were great. Just got wet.
They did.
Yes, they did, yeah. Well,
Rolls Royce, too.
Earth, Wind & Fire is another band. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I don't know shit about Earth, Wind & Fire.
Gladys Knight owns a restaurant.
Makes fried chicken.
Yeah.
And then
Guy Fieri likes it.
Yeah, Fast Times Richmond High. It's my brain goes there. It goes,
you got those Earth, Wind & Fire tickets. I love Gladys Knight.
Yeah,
saddest music ever. Gladys Knight.
She was in Vegas for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to any of those shows out there?
Not really, but you can catch anyone that was famous 20 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. You can catch there.
Just anytime, right?
Yeah.
Just always. Never see Celine Dion?
No, I heard she's a diva, though. That she has, like, a helicopter that brings her in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She lives in Vegas.
I guess.
It's just, like, 3 blocks for her helicopter to take her.
But there's no one you get excited about when you sit there in town? Or you just, it's so much you just lose track of it?
Well, I'm not really like a music dude, so as far as musicians, nothing.
Comedians,
there's anyone that you want to see will go through there at some point. Bill Burr was out there. I didn't get to see him, though, that weekend, but... He was one I wanted to see. I think Dave Attell's out there all the time, too. Nah. I haven't seen anyone really good.
Oh.
Not live, anyway.
Because you missed him. Right? That's not to say that no one good.
I was for a microsecond going to say Bill Cosby, not thinking bad stuff about him, but then I was like, oh, he doesn't perform anymore. Like, literally.
Well, if he's going to perform
that's
anywhere,
just
it's
recently,
going to be Vegas,
though.
All those open
He just stopped performing recently
because
he performed a show like late last year or early this year.
He got booed off. Yeah.
He got booed off. Yeah, so he was still doing shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, 15 rapes and your career can You can't just be over.
Yeah,
you just, like 15, yeah, rapes, like 15 years ago, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Let it go, people. Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, they didn't watch Frozen.
You're still alive.
Yeah.
Be thankful, man.
Yeah, at least
only a small percentage
first.
Of people think Bill Cosby. They associate Bill Cosby with rape, but the other people, like the Confederate flag thing, you know.
Yeah, man.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby stands for this. The sweater stands for fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want a Bill Cosby flag flown at every state.
I saw him at the rodeo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was raping people.
Yeah.
All right, Facebook answers.
Bill Cosby, have you guys seen that
all
meme?
Right, all right, there you go.
Guys, have you seen it?
Yeah.
All right, Facebook answers. Justin Wilcoxon says, crisscross. I think kids today would embrace the backwards skinny jeans and jerseys. They could do a reboot of I Missed the Bus, a song about how Jermaine Dupri took all their child star money and now they resort to public transportation to get their bat mitzvah and children's birthday party gigs. Now they missed the number 4 bus to his kid, so his kid isn't going to be able to jump at his party. It's gold.
Yeah, yeah. Tonight's the night that one Chris can miss the bus to the other Chris's funeral.
You're dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Wait, is he Chris or crossed?
No, they're both Chris.
Oh.
That's
why
that song Warm It Up, Chris... was I'm like about both of them. Yeah, they're both named was
they
Chris.
Had a Sega CD game, y'all.
For real, though?
For real, though.
Damn, Daryl.
Them and Marky Mark had a Sega CD game.
Oh, I remember that Marky Mark.
Yeah, they had their own Sega CD game. So you tell me, does Pink Floyd have a Sega CD game?
Yeah, man.
No.
Fuck you, man. John Fogerty.
Yeah, I don't know. I know bands, the like 3 bands, and I don't know anyone that's in any of them.
I love it. I love
Radiohead,
it.
Radiohead, Pink Floyd, and...
Gladys Knight.
But you know Gladys Knight?
That's her name?
What do you say that with Fleetwood Mac?
It's like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Who's the members of Fleetwood Mac? Well, Stevie Nicks and the other chick.
Yeah. And Mac Fleetwood. Fleetwood's the last name of the drummer.
Oh, Mac Fleetwood. Okay.
And Lindsey Buckingham.
Tommy Munoz says, give Blue October a chance. Hashtag right. Give Blue October.
Blue October.
What do they sing?
They had the 80s song, no?
Or is how that, does it feel?
Yeah,
no, that's New Order.
That's Blue. Yeah,
that's Blue Monday.
Ross Carter says Carly Rae Jepsen is overdue. She even got Tom Hanks to star in her video.
Oh man,
how has "I Really Like You" not become the song of the summer?
Who's I just met you. This is crazy. Okay.
Brian Powell says Tattoo. Hey, remember them,
dude? Yeah.
Only this time they come back as real lesbians. Yeah, they're kind of like Aqua.
No bullshit. I got that shit on my phone. Yeah. I like,
but you
tattoos
bought it
out
because
there.
They were hot chicks.
No, I bought it
Russian 15-year-olds that were like very borderline lesy.
Hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I bought that after the fact that they.
Yeah, I like the music.
They say it's a social experiment, quote unquote. I like it. It's good stuff.
But now they could scissor.
But second album, not so good.
Now they could get married.
Yeah, now they can get married. Yeah,
not so. Edgy.
Oh, but they're
not
Russian
so
though.
Now.
They're in prison because they're Russian.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Are they in prison?
No.
But
if they tried,
Orange is the new. They could be in Orange is the New Black. Insert Orange is the New Black joke.
Just phone it into Jess and he'll cut it in later.
Yeah. Contact your writers. Yeah. I need a Orange is the New Black reference here, please.
Catherine Contreras says, "Presidents of the United States of America." Yeah. They were speaking about cancer before speaking about cancer was cool.
Lump.
Hashtag lump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. George Anthony says Chris Gaines.
Garth Brooks is alter ego.
Yeah. Samson Portillo says Harvey Danger. Hell yeah. I love Harvey Danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travis Reyes says smash mother effing mouth. So there's your smash mouth.
They're performing. No, they. Someone wrote an article.
They threw bread at him or something.
No, there's
right?
an article. It was like, look, this is authentic. This is like no irony. I'm a genuine fan of Smash Mouth. Here's my review of their concert. Like, and it was like, no bullshit. I had a good time. But Smash Mouth is such a horrible stigma that the guy had to write a review of the show and go, no bullshit. I really did enjoy myself.
He's a
fan of Smash Mouth.
They
yes.
came with Sugar Ray.
And of course they did.
And
not Blues Traveler?
And Blues Traveler.
Yeah, Blues Traveler. Was Blues Hammer there?
No, it was...
Blues Traveler, was Sugar Ray,
and Smash Mouth. They did a concert at, I think, a kid's birthday party here. And
no, they still... They pack a show. They'll pack a place, yeah.
And he got all wet over Mark McGrath, so I'm sure she was down
for Sugar Ray?
Yeah, for his Mean Machine.
Yeah, he's like, his name's Sugar
Ray. My name's
Ray.
Not Sugar Ray.
It shows
voices.
Yeah.
Like, shut up,
Jessica Briseño says, O-Town. Wait, scratch that. They're already trying to do that. MC Hammer. Too legit to quit.
Travis K says Milli Vanilli. Since auto-tuning can make the sound of a bag of screeching kittens being thrown into a meat grinder sound pleasant, I'm sure it'd work for them. Girl, you know it's true.
Yep.
What if Milli Vanilli, whoever was left, with Chris Cross. So Chris Vanilli. Or Manilla Cross.
I like Manilla Cross, and they're like some fucking like acoustic folk band.
No,
Manilla Cross.
Manilla Cross is Christopher Cross's cousin, so when he comes back to Corpus to play the fucking Arthur theme, they get to open up for
him. Christopher Cross's illegitimate son in with a Filipino lady when he was on tour over there.
I buy that. That sounds legit. That's on, it's on Wikipedia right now. Yeah. It's like, yeah, little known fact.
Manilla Cross.
Alfred Perez says, Spin Doctors. Spin Doctors are traveling in Europe. I got a pocket full of kryptonite.
They have a new album that came out. They are back, baby.
Charles Haig.
They're back, baby.
Charles Haig says, Right Said Fred.
Yeah. I think I had all these singles.
Yeah, right?
On tape.
Berto Garcia says, In all seriousness, Lisa Loeb.
Okay.
What was her jam? What was her
you
song?
You say.
Oh, that was her song.
Stay. I only hear what
was she
I
a
want
contest
to.
Winner? Like, did she win the contest to make a single or she
Reality Bites.
No, she just had a single that made her famous. All right. Samantha Lyons Riggs says, Ace of Base. I haven't heard a song so annoyingly stuck in my head. I want to stab my ears out since I opened up my eyes and saw the sign. You know, life is demanding without understanding. Ryan Timothy Brace, RTB, says, Carman, so that Regan can have a reunion date with that one ketchup-tasted broad.
Wow. Like,
what?
Like,
Carman.
No, but with who? With
that one ketchup-tasting broad.
Ketchup-tasting broad.
He's talking about my first kiss ever, which was with this Mormon girl who we French-kissed right after she ate McDonald's hamburgers with ketchup, and I hate ketchup. And so it was the awesomest thing because this was my first real kiss with a girl, but it sucked because she tasted like ketchup. And our first date was going to this religious singer concert called Carman.
Carman. That's
amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Was she wearing those pajamas? Those Magic Mormon
pajamas? Not that I know.
You didn't try to finger after your first kiss?
No, Larry.
The pajamas would have repelled it.
Yeah, exactly. The underwear repelled it.
We held hands and watched this Christian singer. Ketchup, it was amazing.
The ketchup kiss repelled it.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story.
Yeah.
It is.
Thanks, RTB, for bringing that. That's great.
Yeah, y'all talk on the phone, probably, you and RTB.
Shaggy from Puta Slam says, DJ Dynasty Handbag.
Who knows?
God, it's probably a goddamn... Keenan Thompson character.
AD Salinas Garza says Mother Effin' NSYNC. But they already did that.
Yeah, for JT's wedding.
Felicia Sandoval says, I don't know if they're ready, but my heart wants Jefferson Starship. And Andrew Thomas says,
Jefferson Starship.
Haven't heard Jack Johnson in a while. I need something to not buy while I'm waiting in line at Starbucks.
Hey, his song on the Hanson Boy Mullen School is all right.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Hanson Brothers.
Hanson.
Love me some Brothers. Hanson. Yeah.
I'd like to see them scissor.
All three of them? Try scissoring?
If they're brothers, it's gross.
What if they're sisters?
Yeah. No, it's still gross.
Well, speaking of pretty people with long blonde hair, John Micklethorpe.
He's
back, baby. He's back in a big way in his new documentary film, I Am Thor. Not to be confused with Vincent D'Onofrio, who was Thor in Adventures in Babysitting, or
Chris,
Thor,
the
Norse god, Chris Hemsworth. But I Am Thor, John Micklethorpe. Seriously, if you can find Rock and Roll Nightmare, it is worth your time. It is a charming, delightful gem of a movie. Look into that instead of I Am Thor. Or watch them both. Watch them all. Fuck it. John Micklethorpe. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right. It's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
Yay. That's right, guys. I am a father, Joe. Zero kids.
Zero that I'm aware of.
Yeah! It keeps coming original. In chicks.
Any scares lately?
Not lately.
All right.
Good, good. Yeah. You're a pull-out master.
A lot of pull-outies.
Pull-outies.
Yeah! Very good.
That's
my favorite kind of exercise.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
that
it.
Was really good.
That's really up. Yeah.
Do you have a pull-outy, Matt?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I got to wash it, though.
Oh, yeah. Sure, it's full of cum.
Yep.
Now that you've brought up your favorite thing to talk about.
It's not my favorite thing to talk about. It's just what it's.
It's inside of you.
Pull-outies.
It's life butter.
Yeah.
It's bubbling in you.
Yeah, man. It's ready to produce humans.
molting, arcing ropes of molten hot
life
juice.
Butter.
Yeah.
Life butter.
Yeah. And speaking of life butter, I created life.
Popcorn's ready.
Speaking of butter, popcorn's ready.
Yeah, popcorn is ready. So, this Sunday is my daughter's 10th birthday. It is Mikey's 10th birthday.
Awesome.
Earlier this month was my 34th birthday.
Awesome.
So it's been birthday central. My dad's birthday was on the 17th. Awesome. My sister's birthday is on the 24th. Oh, and yeah, my niece's birthday is on the 26th.
All right.
So July is full of birthdays. And so, you know, it's going to be the average, you know, water slide thing, you know, kids over, parents I don't really know, have them freak
chip
out.
Chip party.
Yeah, chip party. Have them freak out about all of my scary horror movie stuff. Have them ask questions as to why there's dead skin masks on my wall. Talk about, oh, I like The Godfather, which is the only relatable movie poster that's in the vicinity of that anyone could see. It's always a fun time, and 10's a big milestone. I remember my 10th birthday, which is now Mikey's at that point in life where I remember what I was doing when I was her age.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting. It's new. It's scary. Double digits. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I'll just jump right into the question because I'm hoping that she gets everything she wants. I'm hoping that her day is filled with joy and
wonderment.
You had
a kid a decade ago.
Jeez, is she your oldest kid?
She is my oldest kid.
Aw.
Yeah, it's adorbs. And I love her very much, and it's been a lot of fun. So my question when I was thinking about podcast questions made me think. Now, birthday wishes are pretty generic. But what if you had one birthday wish that you had to wish for somebody else? What would it be, and who would it be for? Now, the boring answer would be Mikey. Would be right. My daughter. It's her birthday coming up. I'd make a wish for her so she can be happy and get whatever she wants in life. But you know what? That's boring. So I'm going to go ahead and give my birthday wish because this normally happens. Every time, you know, I celebrate a birthday, it seems that we're celebrating someone else's birthday as well. So I might as well forfeit my birthday wish and give it to one of my best friends in the world, Jess Castro.
Why?
Because you're going to take it anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone loves Jess more anyway.
Everyone
that's not even
loves
true.
Jess more than me.
That's not true.
So the way that I see it.
It's not a bad thing, Larry.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Exactly.
I'm not saying
Jess,
it's a bad thing.
It's not
thing.
Like he Larry's that bad of a person. It's
no.
Just like everyone
I'm
loves
just worse
so
than you.
Much.
Yeah, I'm exactly. just worse than you.
You're that much obvious. Better
no,
of a person.
And that's what makes you such a good person. You don't even see it that way. So everyone listening on the podcast is like, oh, man, Larry's a dick for saying that. But Jess doesn't see it that way. Jess is such a good person. I'm going to send him toys. And I'm going to send him gifts.
You don't have
toys.
To put up with that.
So, no. Yeah. I'm going...
to put up with those compliments.
So I'm going to give my birthday wish to Jess Castro. And here's what I'm going to wish him.
God damn it.
I'm going to wish.
I'm like, where is this going?
You know what? I'm going to wish. So I'm going to wish for Jess to have a time machine.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we can go back in time. And I could tell Samson to never make that collage for him.
No!
And, wow.
And so, just, and it'd say, dude, just fucking give him cash or something.
And so, just give him the comic books. Don't cut the comic books
don't
up.
Don't cut the comic books up.
Make a collage.
Just give
our
him.
Friend Samson made a collage similar to this one for okay. Jess, and Jess
hated it so much.
I put it up in my room.
So,
it
I was just saying.
A wonderful gift.
Dear God.
It was a good gift. I don't need to fucking.
Dear birthday gods. My birthday wish is for my friend Jess Castro.
On your birthday, Larry?
Well, yeah. And I wish that Jess can have a time machine. What a great gift for Jess to go back in time to... No. Just for one reason.
Wait, so the time machine only works once? And it only goes to one specific point in time?
All right.
So that's like a looper? Shitty gift.
No.
That's
no.
a gift I'll go, wow, that gift sucks.
See?
Wow, Jess hates all your gifts, Larry.
Every gift that I planned for him just
you
fucking
gave him
hates.
A time machine.
I know.
But it only goes to one place.
I didn't
and it only serves
that.
One purpose.
What do you mean this helicopter only flies to one place? I don't want it.
Yeah. So,
You're making it sound like the time machine exists only for me to go back to
negate. Now you're coming off a little bit bratty, Jess.
Wow, Jess.
Jeez.
I gave you a time machine, man.
And the time machine functions. Poop. That's perfect. Awesome. But you're making it like the time machine serves only one purpose, and the purpose is to go back and shit all over
Samson's
work.
You'd be the only person in humanity being able to travel through time.
And you wouldn't even be willing to experience that just because, like, it's dumb.
No, because you're telling me to travel a second time, despite someone else's like good work that I appreciated. But you're saying that the machine only serves a purpose to like shit on someone else's.
You have the choice to do whatever you want in fucking December of 2014.
But it only goes back to that one point in time.
All right, look, Jazz. I'll call the guy who made it. I'm sorry you didn't like it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll call the guy who made the time machine.
It's like as if you had some other friend make him this awesome thing.
Well, yeah, that, I had a, what if I had Samson make a time machine?
Oh, he'd hate it even more.
Dog shit.
Thank God you didn't have Samson make him a time machine.
So, all right.
I just told dog shit.
Here's what I would do. I'd give Jess a time machine.
All right.
And he can go wherever he wanted once.
Okay.
Wherever he wanted back in time.
This opens up the door for real.
One time and do whatever he chose. He can go back and get into that tap dancing class with Catherine.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what that would do for me, though.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what it would do?
I don't want sliding doors that moment. You can say I can go wherever I want. I won't want to pick that moment. That's just weird.
Why? That might create an alternate universe where you have full head of hair.
Gosh, I don't even need that
he
shit.
He shaves his head, yeah. Joe.
Oh, why? Whatever.
He shaves it. He is handsome.
I'm just saying, it might make things completely different.
Yeah, he'd be the kind of guy that appreciates a gift that was
made for him. I can always do what I've always wanted to do in a short film with time travel. So you go back and you predetermine your parents. So you could be a better person, maybe.
But then you wouldn't be you.
Or would you?
And then that would just fuck up.
That's the question.
That would create all kinds of parallels just because of that one fuck up. Because you've messed up your conception.
You do this and then all of a sudden, Comedia Go-Go live from the Tonight Show.
Yeah, right? <We're> super famous.
And watch Larry Garza and his amazing 14-inch penis. Like, my dick grows.
Everybody wins? Because I fuck up my DNA?
Right, and Samson Portillo, the number one.
Jess Castro, the inventor of the Nintendo 360.
And I still be third place winner. In every version of reality, I'm the same sad, sad boy man. Bowls alone.
Sad bowler.
Bowls alone.
Oh, like, God. Everything changes and it just goes to Joe and you're like...
except I'm bowling with less friends.
Yeah, and all the pinball machines are broken.
That's a great movie.
The
guy whose life never changes.
I'm a constant in space and time.
Even though the center of gravity.
Like, there's dinosaurs with space helmets on, but he's Joe still third place.
Well, that's my wish just for Jess, man. What do you get the guy who has everything? Your birthday wish.
Pictures of some other dude's dick.
Oh, yeah!
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. If I had one birthday wish, it would be for my dad.
Aww.
Yeah.
And it would be that he would never lie ever again. Because he lies so much. And
wow.
I just think that...
Like a liar liar?
What? What's that? I've never seen that movie ever before.
Oh, I get it.
And so, you know, it's just that he causes so much problems with my family and his job.
You and his...
My new dad.
And your mom. Yeah. Carrie Elskin.
Yeah, and he's a good lawyer and everything, but...
Yeah. Lawyer.
Yeah, but I just wish he'd stop lying so much.
Yeah.
Just for one day.
Uh-huh.
If you could just go one day without telling a lie, that would be my wish.
That's a good wish, man.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was real sad.
It's okay.
Well,
because it's not real.
Okay, I was gonna say this got real, like
real quick. Yeah.
Now I guess it could be the first thing before Larry ruined it. Was my birthday
wish. Wow, I ruined it again?
Yeah.
Jeez.
My birthday wish was going to be for my two good friends.
Aww.
You know, for it was like.
Joe and Regan?
Samson and.
Samson and Paul?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what?
I was going to say that they would have indispensable, comfortable income to where they can collectively, comfortably, not worry about money, but concentrate on creating fun stuff like movies and podcasts and all that kind of stuff like that. But
I gave you my wish.
Yeah. So I think the real wish, the wish.
But that's two wishes.
It is two wishes.
Oh, okay. So now you have to choose between me and Regan.
Yeah, who do you love more?
Well,
who
would you give the wish to?
I'm going
to
give my wish to Lisa again, and it's a reassurance wish. It's her wish that she dies before I do.
So that's she her does, like she wants that.
Yeah. So
she doesn't want to see you die.
Well, so because
your wish is for her to die
before I do.
Fuck.
That's what he's saying.
That is exactly what you're
before
saying.
Before I do. Yeah.
That could be tomorrow.
Hopefully not.
We can make that happen for you.
Yeah.
You don't got a wish. You're
talking to Vegas Joe.
It's an assurance thing. She's like, you're not supposed to die before me. So the wish would be like, okay, when time is ready, we're on that cruise ship.
So here's the thing.
Cruise ship, whatever. Yeah. I croak first.
No, but
like, she croaks first before I do.
Here's the really funny but scary thing.
It's a monkey's paw.
Yeah, no, it's like if you're just walking like at an airport with her and then she collapses and dies, you know you're about to die next. Like, you know, like you don't even see it coming.
Or what would suck is if Jess, like there was a mass shooter and Jess got like shot in the heart and he felt himself dying and Lisa didn't get shot, then he would probably be like, hey, like he would ask the mass shooter to shoot her in the head because he was about to die so she could die instantly.
No, she would collapse, then he could die. And then he would die.
Yeah, because it's part of the wish.
It's like Johnny Cash, man.
That's monkey's paw kind of stuff, dude.
Yeah, but you know, but the thing is that she wouldn't have to worry about dealing with me. Or it's a No, you know what? Scratch that. I make my wish. My wish is
my legs are my.
No, my wish is to be guaranteed wish. Like, okay, money on the side, guarantee. There has to be a guarantee that I do not end up to be an invalid so that she has to deal with my bullshit.
Because then your arms are then, your legs.
Because she doesn't have to go through the tough decision to put a pillow over my face or dump me in a river, which she has permission to do if that happens to me. But rather than go through the turmoil of that, on her end, it's not really turmoil, but just it's a wish for her, for me, to not ever be incapacitated or invalid. That is my wish.
So she stays alive in this scenario.
Yeah, she stays alive.
And you don't wish her death?
And
thank goodness, man.
And I don't have spinal bifida or some other, like, paralyzing...
Spinal meningitis?
Yeah, some kind of horrible thing where she has to deal with poopy pants and drooling and...
Why don't you just wish that she doesn't have to deal with you being an invalid?
Yeah, that's the wish.
Why don't you just kill her?
But that was, like, kind of the root thing. That's, like, the root of it, too, but I don't want to do that.
That's sweet.
What about... Yeah. Now, Regan, is that your answer?
What?
Your dad never
liar,
lies?
Liar? I really couldn't think of one, so I thought it was
I
funny.
Didn't get that you were doing the plots of Liar, Liar.
Oh, do you want me to say it again?
No, I just really thought your dad was, like, ruining your family's life.
No, that's
like,
awesome. I guess, I mean, it would be one wish. The thing is like, I there's not one it's funny because you have your wife and kids and Jess. You have Lisa, and I'm like, who?
You're alone.
I'm alone.
You have nobody.
You don't know what alone is.
No, it could be a celebrity. It could be a sports person.
I would just want, like, my wish would be for the president of the United States to, and this is just silly, not silly, but it just to grant, like, just do an executive order to where all education is for free in America.
What if just make education free and not have to go through Obama?
The wish is it has to be for someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, otherwise, because that'd be his wish.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
If
Obama got a wish, bro.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that my wish is for whoever was president to do an executive order be able to, like, have free education. Like, essentially still my wish, but this is still your wish. It's your wish for someone else.
I get it, bro.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's a nice social experiment to realize that, you know, even when you're supposed to be doing something for someone else, we're trying to make it where it's beneficial to you.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Joe?
My wish for you is that the days come easy and the moments pass slow and each road leads you where you want to go.
Thank you.
And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you.
Thank you. Did you just write that?
No, that's a song. It's a country song.
Oh. Who sang
it? One Last Wish?
Rascal Flatts.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, man.
Use a comeback,
those,
right?
Those old rascals. No, my wish would be I want a boat for my grandpa. That way when he's dead, I get it.
All right. Once again, the wish that benefits us, you know.
That's for him.
He gets to enjoy it for a while.
And then when Vegas Joe bumps him off, he gets the fucking boat.
Vegas Joe. There you go. That's a name.
Yeah.
When Vegas Joe bumps off his grandpa, he gets the
Yeah, because
what would your grandpa name the boat?
Probably something racist. Whites only.
Whites only.
That's a good boat name.
All right.
Yeah. Let's instead of champagne, they break up 40 ounce of beer.
I just want a boat.
Yeah.
Really? Do you like boating?
I've never boated before, but I was seriously considering buying a sailboat and living on it full time.
Well, every citizen should boat. You have the right to boat.
Yeah.
So you're talking sailboat, not
like rock the boat.
Flake. I mean, in a lake. Boat. Like,
nah. I'm talking about. I want a ship, and I want to sail to Hawaii and take 20 days to do it and almost die in the process.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
And
that
then turn around and do the same thing.
Again. Would you kill yourself in a boat? Like,
I wouldn't kill myself. I'd let Poseidon do it.
Got it.
I would let the god of the ocean kill me.
Right.
That's is your grandpa Poseidon a big boater?
Nah.
Okay, so this is strictly just a wish for you.
So yeah, his grandpa's not going to use the boat.
He doesn't
at
even
all.
Live near a body of water. I just. I would prefer that the boat remain untouched until it's mine.
Yeah, until he dies.
Yeah. Just keep it stored somewhere for
him. Your wish is for your grandpa to get a boat and not live very long.
I don't know. I want him to live as long as he.
Oh, okay.
As long as he's got left. We didn't very long.
But yeah, you get a boat.
And I get a boat.
All right. It's a win-win.
I like that answer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Let's see, Facebook.
Let's see if the social experiment continues.
All right. Facebook's Tommy Munoz says, I wish the guy at the corner store would call me by my name, which I know he knows, instead of, hey, Mr. Butterfinger, because I bought a Butterfinger one time.
That is hilarious. Hey, Mr. Butterfinger.
That's what I'm calling you from now on, Tommy.
Sorry, Mr. Butterfinger.
Ross Carter says, Dear Birthday Cake, please make Donald Trump win the presidency so his agenda sends our world into a literal Mad Max apocalyptic wasteland because Fury Road was dope.
Yeah.
And I think I'd fare pretty well in that universe. Amen. Did you like Fury Road?
I loved it. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man.
Larry will see it in like 2 years.
Redbox.
Dude, you got to see it in theaters.
I want to.
He can't.
Why? Can't. Kids. You're banned from the theater?
No. Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman thing?
Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
But in like 6 years, then you can go to theaters and take...
The kids. Yeah. I mean, I can take them now. I'm talking about Days of Future Past.
Take them to watch it. It's not that bad.
I'm not opposed to violence. Is there titties and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, but they're weird.
Yeah, it's like Holocaust titties. Like,
okay.
Kids not going to get a boner from that.
Yeah,
if they do, then it's an early indication.
I get early signs, right?
Yeah.
Good call.
Ryan Timothy Brace says, I wish my mom didn't have to deal with so much crap.
All right. Yeah, there's a selfless answer right there.
George Anthony says, I wish Bill Cosby had a different idea of fun. See, these are selfless answers. Justin Wilcoxon said, I wish my brother would win the lottery and give me half. There you go.
Yeah.
Brian Powell said, I wish for my dog Barkley to stop being a dead dog. Gee whiz.
Charles Barkley.
That is not selfless, though.
Travis Reyes says, I wish Brian would stop saying sad things. Travis K says, Dear Birthday Gods, I wish my... Wait, if I tell you, my wish won't come true. Mm-hmm. Ah, hell, I'm trying anyway. So, Dear Birthday Gods, please grant my wife much rest and relaxation as she's carrying the product of my seed. That's creepy. Yeah, which, if this baby... God, Larry, yes, we get it.
Life butter. Seed.
That's what seed means, life butter.
Yes, from now on, Travis, you have to refer to it as life butter. Dear Birthday Gods, please grant my wife much rest and relaxation as she's carrying the product of my life butter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, if this baby takes after the rest of my family, will be a giant upon her arrival day. She needs the energy.
See what life butter does?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Alfred Perez says, I would make that wish for my brother. If I tell you what it is, it won't come true.
Yeah, a boat.
Chill out. A boat.
Judson Cooper says, an infinite pony keg for Andrew Thomas. The twist is, it's filled with Schlitz. Drink up, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with Schlitz?
Eat that Schlitz, dude.
Brandy Dunnigan said, I wish Regan Arevalos wouldn't keep all his glasses on his bathroom wall because that is Dexter creepy. She hates my glasses
yeah,
on the no, wall.
Yeah, that was not a hit.
Never thought that was creepy.
The glasses
until
on the wall
now.
Were not a hit.
It's not creepy.
You've had like a lady it. In here before?
Yeah.
You've had many
but
ladies.
But I've had ladies here, but only because they were male on the podcast.
Some have never left.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's, killed them.
They're oh, buried Dexter? Under yeah. the floorboard.
And I collect their glasses and I put them on my wall.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Shaggy from Puto Slam says, I wish that Kenan Thompson gets chosen to play James Bond when that new guy retires. Hashtag good burger shaken, not stirred.
Damn it.
Andy Salinas Garza.
No.
Whoever that is said, I wish Larry would win $1 million, then divorce him so I can get half.
Aww, that would be awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
You know what?
Thank you so much.
Talk about $1 million, dude.
And I'm single?
Yes.
Yeah.
Single
what? Dude, that's a good wish.
That is a win-win.
That is a good wish,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck yeah.
Felicia Sandoval.
Life butter like champagne, dude. Just
Felicia Sandoval says, I wish my husband would get the hint and buy me a massage gift certificate already. That's a wish for someone else, right? Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
And Andrew Thomas says, I wish that Joseph Schlitz would develop an infinite pony keg so that the alcoholics of the world would never go thirsty.
What is a pony keg?
It's like a small little keg. It's like a
the size of a pony?
Like a low pony?
It's like the little glass ones you can sometimes see. They're like little smaller kegs.
Yeah.
And Samantha Lyons Rick said, I wish my parents would win the lottery so they didn't have to work another day in their lives. But then you'd get the money too, wouldn't you?
Monkey's paw!
So yeah,
you
man.
Sonny.
Simpsons, I'm sorry. I had to read that in high school.
So selfless wishes, they don't exist, man.
You they know? Do. There's a few a of boat. Them. That, there's a few of them that there's, are selfless.
I get it. Yeah. There is a couple, man.
Yeah.
But essentially, the real answer is that I wish that my kids would have a wish, and their wish would be to be rich.
That's cheating because that's three, like, two wishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Much like how you pitted... you Jess versus love. Regan.
Yeah,
I wish for Mikey.
Sophie's choice, bro.
Yeah,
I wish for Mikey.
Lawrence's oil.
But she would take care of her brother and her for eternity.
All right,
with $1 million
and her parents
and her parents and buy Joe a boat.
They better make it $5 million because of inflation.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Jurassic yeah. World.
Well, so save a lot of money because you won't have to pay for college.
Yeah, because you paid for it, then if Jess has a time machine. Then
he doesn't have to get that gift from Samson.
Yeah, and the world would be happy.
And Joe still gets third place.
And Joe still gets third place in the World Series of Comedy. So parenting, man, fuck it.
I would just do the almanac thing with the time machine too, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap this up with my segment, Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about not funny stuff, and we're definitely talking about something not funny. We're talking about some research done out of the University of Maryland that shows that Google searches for the N-word are associated with a black mortality. So the so they did research.
What N-word?
The N-word.
We know
which
we know
one
it is.
Well, I don't know because in the research, in the study, they show that it's just containing the N-word. So they never get specific. But apparently there's this could N-word out there that if you, the more people that Google this said N-word that they studied, the higher the black death rates are in this.
Fuck, really?
So they said they examined black mortality rates in 196 media markets.
Fucking autocorrect.
Did they say what the search was? Like,
like what, the full search?
The context of what the
or
N-word
it was
is
just
used
the
in.
N-word. No, that I don't know if they actually... All this right. measure does not necessitate that all searches containing the N-word are motivated by racism. So it's just any search with the N-word in it.
Right.
Wow. So if you're looking up Dick Gregory's book on Amazon...
It would,
a black guy would die. It's like
no, it's not.
It's the more it's you not. Google it, the more they die.
Oh shit! And we're putting that out there, so people just gonna just copy and paste Control V, Control
That's
V.
What you're not supposed to say. It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
yeah. But,
Control V, Enter, Control V, Enter,
movie,
Control V, Enter.
Yeah, don't quote me. I think there's a movie called Nigger Dog, but let me look it up real quick.
God damn it! Yes.
Is that like Space Hog?
The research. Okay, so just you know, so it's all fair. The research is also adjusted for white mortality rate in their analysis, so they were able to show that it's not associated with the black, but
No, there's no movie that's just a figment of your imagination.
Well, there's a movie about a racist dog.
Don't Google it. It's called, you're killing five black people.
You just
people
killed
right
a
now
black person googling.
No, I think the movie's called White Dog, White Dog, White Dog, White Dog.
Good gosh, no, Jess.
The movie's called White Dog. I'm sorry. It was not called.
Jess just said that for no reason. He just wanted to say
the
that.
The movie was called White because it's about a racist dog. It's about a racist dog.
Good so gosh. So that's our listeners know if you want to make a movie called Nigger Dog, it's up for grabs.
Good gosh, Jess.
Jess, Jesus Christ.
My gosh.
He just went for it. What? Nope.
He just really was hoping there was. He was really hoping.
It was called that. It's called White Dog.
Man. And you're wearing a shirt with an Italian on it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It doesn't exist. And you just killed some fucking black person's dog. Well, searching for...
Guys, I don't think it works that way, but if he Googles it a lot more than it probably...
Oh, God,
if we all started Googling the N-word.
There's just supporters of family. A family of black people just having a good day.
It's a statistical anomaly. It doesn't mean that they magically die. That's not what's happening.
It's like, oh, Sylvia, my chest! And then some black man dies and there's going to be a funeral.
This isn't an anomaly. This is actual, like, research.
Well, no, because they're not dropping over. It's not like that happening.
You just committed a hate crime.
No, that's
just
not how it works.
Just committed a hate crime on the podcast.
You did Google it, right? You just Googled it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
That's fuck,
it doesn't count when you're on your phone. I'm using Firefox anyway.
Fuck,
so it doesn't count. It's not Google.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. No, it's Google. It's Chrome.
So, great.
Yeah, there we go. That's the research that they did. And
save a bullet, use Google. Right, Jess? Garza Cruz 2016. No.
I posted a link, and you can show it shows the map, the colored map with the red sections.
The what
the
map?
Colored map.
Come on, dude.
It's got red, yellow, and orange.
This is very uncomfortable.
As you would see, the red section is kind of in the east. Of course, in the east, kind of around the Great Lakes or to the east of the Great Lakes area, a little bit in the south, we're in Louisiana and that kind of stuff.
So where are the people that Google more?
Yes. The red sections are the people who are Googling a lot of the N-word.
Look at that. No Texas.
That's weird. You'd think they wouldn't have to look it up.
Well, that's how dumb they are.
Yeah, they're all Ask Jeevan. They're Googling. They're Ask Jeevan.
Ask Jeevan.
Jeeves.
I find what Jeeves has to say about this.
So is it with the hard R or the A? Would the A save a life?
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's a hard R. Yeah.
Anyway, so that brings me to my not fun.
Which is actually like a name of like a like a protest hip hop band, Hard R.
Oh, no, it's called Nigga Dog.
There's a rap group called that.
No, there's not. Apparently,
that's
there's
Jess's
not.
Favorite. You hard hard. Well, do the A, dude. I bet you Nigga Dog.
All right. Yeah, okay.
I bet you was part of the Dog Pound, part 2 and 3.
Wow, you guys are
probably give me Urban Dictionary. Dropping his phone.
Yes, but he could just kill an entire race of people.
So anyway, that brings me to
clear my search.
Clear your cache before the NSA's like, what's happening?
What's going on? Tits, fucking nigga dog.
Is it on your Google search?
Wow.
Well, he left a hard R and went with an A. This guy was looking for something.
Maybe you spelled dog the wrong way.
All right. Let's make sure.
You got a shirt with two G's?
A-W-G.
There it is.
There it is. Okay, now that's the results I was looking for. Okay.
Oh, wow. Right.
At least the 98.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that brought up...
Joe keeps tricking Jess into Googling it over and over. So he has a clean conscience.
That's not how it works.
That's how Vegas Joe knocks off people.
Hey, Google him.
That's his code for it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll Google him.
Oh, shit.
So, yes, my question that I asked everybody, which I figured would be fun, we all know what Jess likes to Google.
God damn it.
Is what word, phrase, or thing do you Google more than anything else? We already know Jess's answer.
That's not even my answer. answer. That's not even my fucking answer.
He just googled Naked Dog Lady.
The movie was called White Dog. It's not even close.
It's close.
It wasn't even God, the right color dog.
It was a racist dog. That's right. I thought it was, a controversial movie from the early 80s. I thought that's why it was controversial, because it was called Naked Dog.
Did you mean Santa Paws?
Santa Paws? Oh, no, no, no.
Did you mean Santa
Paws? Oh, surely you didn't mean that. He keeps going. He keeps on correcting. No, no, you didn't mean that.
Oh,
did you mean anything but that? Oh, oh my sides.
Well, we got to make that movie, man.
Yeah, we got to. And Dean Cain will be in it, too. He loves making dog movies.
People would pay to watch a movie.
Oh, with that title.
Fuck, dude.
Jesus. There's Ghost Dog.
That's not the same thing. Even I know that's not the same
ghost
thing.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad. Ghost Dog.
Anyway, Harold so Kumar go to Nigger Castle.
That's a great movie.
I'm done.
Oh God, I'm done. Oh,
that's the new game that Jess plays. Is replace the word white.
White with that's not even. Oh. It was a movie about a racist dog. It was controversial. Can you see if you understand the logic behind that at least a little bit?
Man, you should have like Googled that first and then said it out loud instead of jumping straight to that. Was
like a racist dog movie. Let me see if that comes up.
No, stop Googling, Jess. Stop Googling. Anyway, my answer's really not funny at all.
Okay.
The thing that I do Google all the time is the word definition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With a word in front of it.
Okay.
I
all right.
love.
All right. Yes.
Love knowing the.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I love knowing the correct definition of something. Specific definition of a word, and so I Google definition all the time. Should I get a dictionary app?
Meh.
It's just easier to just Google stuff or just ask Siri, what's the definition of a word? So, yeah, that's what I do all the time. Nothing racist, nothing weird. Just I like to know the definition of words, and that's the thing that I Google all the time. Like, all the time, all the time, all the time.
And I like how Google gives you, like, a very dictionary-esque answer.
That's what's great now is Google's so much smarter than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
It just flat-out tells you things. Like, it's really, really great. So
what was the word most recently that you had to look up definition to?
Couth.
Couth. C-O-U-T-H.
Like uncouth.
Uncouth.
Okay, yes. Uncouth and couth.
And what was the definition?
Oh, crap, I can't remember.
I've never heard the word couth. I've only heard uncouth.
Uncouth.
That lady's a couth.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I is. That's all I Google, really. I mean, that's not all I Google.
My answer is boring. It's twofold because they're equal. At work, I Google system errors.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that all
like
the time.
For computers?
Yeah, anytime I get a system error, I Google the system error, and then I always get a solution without having to fucking call IT because it's a pain in the ass to call IT. And I use Google Translate like a motherfucker. Like anytime I see someone, you say something in Spanish. Comedia Gogo. I type Comedia Gogo and
you,
Larry Garza comedian.
You Google yourself?
I Google the fuck out of myself.
I hate that.
No, I do it just to see if there's any reviews or anything like that, and end up.
You ever find anything negative about yourself?
Not yet.
There's only there's
Comedia Gogo. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like one because for the movie when I put the movie out, I was constantly Googling. To see if any of the reviews had gone through, and there's a few. Yeah.
Weren't there a bunch of what do you call it? Like critic people that are just assholes.
Yeah, but surprisingly enough, like I was expecting the worst.
Harsh stuff.
I would say 70% were like actually it was like pretty good. Majority of them were good reviews. They have little nitpicks, and there's a few that are like really positive, and then there's like one that was like
flat I thought they're all fair.
Like they're all fair. There's only one that's like flat out negative that like it wasn't funny. The horror didn't work and like it just kind of I don't know if it had anything positive to say, but there's only like one flat out negative one. A lot of them were pretty fair and I was like, yeah, I agree. Yeah, for sure. So, anyways.
Is that your answer?
Oh, no. Like, fuck. I always Google whatever, and this has been the thing for a while. It's like whatever game system or game that I'm playing, I'll always Google that because it just gives me the news for whatever it is.
For cheat codes, dude?
Always. No, it's just to see. Codes, it's not for cheat codes.
I told you.
It's not for cheat codes. No. I'll do. I'll
like walkthroughs.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Game genies, dude.
No. I'll type Wii U, PS4, 3DS, or whatever game I'm playing. Just to see like whatever like new shit is out for that particular thing. Not so much cheat codes, but
infinite life, dude.
No infinite life, no.
Fastest cars.
No. I try to do everything legit.
Yeah, dude.
Except for like there's occasionally life. Where that's I get life. Just totally fucking stumped and I need to look it out after the, I'm very much done with it. There's a game or two that's been done that did that to me.
If it wasn't for the Yelp app, it would be restaurants that I would be Googling more than anything else. Mm-hmm. But thanks to the Yelp app, I just go through that to look up restaurants. I just thought about that too. I always used to Google restaurants all the time.
So this is what normal people Google.
All right, yeah. Here we go.
What I do Google any type of porn that you want to see.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. What? What's a normal
jizz on my glasses?
Jizz on my glasses, and then put Tumblr after it.
Yeah.
And you'll get a porn blog that is compatible with your phone.
Very.
For
very
when you gotta
specific.
Whack it on the go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When,
all right.
When you're delivering food.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wait. What?
That's what they do.
Wait. So you don't watch just regular porn on your phone? You go to a blog.
Well, you can watch videos, yeah.
But then you get animated GIFs that aren't necessarily like you don't have to download the video or whatever.
It doesn't go.
And sometimes
data.
It's just pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe's old fashioned.
Yeah. But a lot of the, yeah.
I was gonna say you don't have a go-to. You don't have a go-to website. Like I said, now I use Yelp for looking. You know, so I don't really Google porn anymore. Like there's like go-to sites.
Well, but sometimes you want to see a specific. Yeah, that's true.
Joe gets laid.
Yeah, by his girlfriend.
Why do you say it like that?
back to the, aww.
No. I'm sure your girlfriend's great. My wife's great. But it's like Regan fucking...
Yeah, Regan's a stud.
He's a polygamist.
Yeah. Is he a polygamist?
Yeah, man.
That's not, no, that's not
that's
what that
means.
There was a box I saw today. There was a box of poly gloves that I saw today.
Yeah.
And they're like gloves
so
that
you can
apparently
like finger
have...
multiple chicks?
No,
that's not
they're
even what,
it's not with his thumb.
Yeah,
that thumbs out of commission.
So get AIDS, you finger somebody with that.
Porn Tumblr is what you do.
Yeah. So you probably put Tumblr then, right? Yeah, would be that phrase that you put.
You put porn Tumblr and then anything you want before it, and somebody else
so
has
what would you
had
put,
that
Joe?
Thought. Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, can we?
I keep my phone on the
private mode.
Yeah, private mode. Which is the most brilliant invention, by the way.
I don't know what private mode is.
Private mode is you never have to clear your history because when you close the window, everything's gone. It's like
that'd be annoying.
Why?
Well, I guess if you have things that
like a bookmark and
well, that's the whole thing. You use private mode when you're using it discreetly, and then it's a different mode.
Okay, like I could type BBW,
Tumblr,
choking.
I'll do it along with you.
So it's very specific.
Oh,
then.
Yeah.
BW choking.
BDSM. BDSM. Yeah, BDSM.
Ground
porn.
There you go.
Tumblr.
Ground beefing Tumblr.
Learning the ropes. That's the name of the blog.
Wow. Wow.
And that's what it is, BBW.
Well, we'll find out. It says asphyxiation. And, learning the ropes. It's just a bunch of overweight women being tied up. And learning the ropes, as they say.
Learning the ropes.
Vegas Joe style.
Vegas Joe.
Yeah.
This getting choked by fat chicks. Or choking fat
chicks.
Yeah, or, submission or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nothing a good old chicken bone won't do.
That's not.
I don't know if that's going
to work. I don't Google that.
You could Google
women choking on food porn.
What did ground beef and Tumblr pull up?
My phone's. I don't hear me put the Wi-Fi on. Or the Wi-Fi's not connected for some reason.
You could look up heard.
Granny.
Uh huh.
Lesbian.
Yep.
Lesbians.
Yeah.
Granny Tumblr. Lesbian. Tumblr. Granny lesbian porn Tumblr.
Sometimes you gotta mix it up.
Do you have to type in porn when you're typing granny lesbian in Tumblr?
You don't have to, but
you can type in fucking facial Tumblr, and I guarantee you won't get any
makeup
tips.
Stuff.
Yeah,
All right, let's
not
see.
If you have Safe Search on.
Yeah, if you have Safe Search on, then it's all cocks and life butter. So no granny lesbians?
There are, but it's like, I like the ones that are actual blogs where people have, it's like...
they talk about it?
Yeah, where it's all, that's the theme.
Yeah, they're not trying to...
sometimes it'll just pull up images that have the tag.
They're trying to monetize on it, they're just doing it for the love of the passion.
For the love of choking BBWs.
It's like someone started, like, a magazine.
Just for you! Yeah,
just
on internet. Well, that's back in the day when you had to get magazines ordered from, like, Europe.
For choking BBWs?
Yeah.
That's not it. It's like once in a while I do that.
You're into choking BBWs?
I'm into whatever weird shit
that day.
Yeah. Cool, you gotta mix it up, man. You can't look at the same.
Yeah.
You can't just look at good looking people getting fucked all the time.
Exactly.
It's boring, yeah.
Oh, how mundane life would be if our piano only had one key.
See, man?
See, that's why he fucks.
That's why he fucks so many chicks.
That's why I didn't have to look up BBW for
it. I made that, too. I wrote that's something I created in my
That brain. You wrote that?
Yeah. Get that on a shirt. I'll buy that.
Sopping wet, dude.
Yeah.
Mm.
Say that again?
Oh, how mundane life would be if our piano only had one key.
That's great.
That's what he tells chicks when they're like, I can't believe I'm not the only girl that you're dating. How mundane.
Yeah, I've never life said that out loud.
And then, like, the girl's like,
that's a first.
Oh, you're right.
Back to that noise.
Yep.
I want to have a kid so I can teach him that. That's the one. I'm going to teach you the one life lesson I learned.
And then leave.
Yeah.
And I'll forget. Here's your new dad.
Something about if your piano had one key, life would be shit.
I'm out.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm leaving with your cafeteria lady.
Everything you need to know.
Why her? Because she's fat.
And I like to choke her.
Yeah.
Learning the ropes.
Learning the ropes. Google that. All right, so Facebook answers. Let's see what we get here.
No.
Athena Wood says, Pioneer Woman. That's what she Googles.
Pioneer Woman.
Pioneer Woman.
Is that like Harry Bush stuff?
No, Pioneer Woman, the cooking channel lady from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she likes to make Tuscan-inspired foods, but she still has to cook her husband's steak and potatoes because he doesn't want to fuck around with anything but steak and potatoes.
Did you put paprika in his bitch?
She's like, oh, I was making these, like, pancetta or whatever, but I got some steak and potatoes for Lad when he comes in.
Better.
He'll like it.
Have you ever just typed something into Google just to see what it fills in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's when you know you can get an idea of what people are Googling.
A majority of people.
Yeah.
That's why Jess posted the picture, the is it wrong? And the first thing that came up was to sleep with your stepdad after your mom dies.
Yeah. Don't Google come on.
Yeah, because come on Eileen, and then the rest of it is just a smorgasbord. Yeah.
Is come on Eileen spelled C-U-M or C-O-M?
No, it's C-O-M-E. Come on Eileen is spelled properly.
Come on Eileen.
That's what the song's about. That's the implication.
She's been asleep.
Yeah. That's what
she won't notice.
Until
everybody leaves.
Oh, God. Anyway.
That's great. I got to listen to that song again.
Yeah.
Ross Carter says, it depends on what my, quote, flavor of the month hobby is. Lately, it's been things like stacking overdrives or stacking delays. But I'm sure I'll get bored with guitar pedals soon and go back to just Googling Clash of Clans joke bases or something nerdy.
Stacking pants.
Yeah. Game of Thrones memes.
Game of Thrones. Tommy Munoz says he Googles, what does green poop mean? Brian Powell.
Means you ate something blue. You drank some blue Gatorade.
That's oh, Mr. Butterfinger. You and your green poop. Brian Powell says on his phone he Googles you porn. On his laptop, videos of baby armadillos. Catherine Contreras says that she Googles silent vibrator.
She's coming handy.
Wait, like constantly shopping because you can't find one? Or is it like...
Maybe just reviews.
Stocking up.
Just trying to find the best of. Like always it's she goes to the E3 of vibrators.
Okay. No, there's an E3 for
sex toys. Yeah, exactly. Sure, she wants to know the best of the best of silent vibrators.
The next
vibrators.
Thing to step it up is just go silent vibrator Tumblr.
Silent vibrator auction.
Or human cock. They don't make noise.
Yeah, they make a noise.
If they're working right.
Yeah, they make a noise. Yeah, they do. Don't. Yeah. No,
slap, 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 slap.
No, that's balls making that noise. Cock make no noise.
So then cockless, ballless cock.
The only noise a cock makes is this.
Oh, you just spit, dude.
I
saw it come out. You spit.
Oh.
That's gross. George Anthony says he Googles how to kick cumin. How to cook for humans.
How to cook for humans.
How to cook for 40 humans. Because he just doesn't get it right the first time.
That is like how to cook human.
Ryan Timothy Brace, this is what he Googles. RTB Googles hot Velma cosplayers.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you do. That's right. Yeah, that's what I had before.
That's a Tumblr.
Cosplay porn Tumblr.
Google Velma.
Velma cosplay
Tumblr. Oh. Justin Cooper says he Googles how to blank in Illustrator. When I was younger, less creative, my time would be... It would have been, quote, I'm bored. So how to do something in Adobe Illustrator?
Plenty of tutorials.
Alfred Perez says, how do you blank and who the F is blank? Define blank. Okay, so I do definition one, too.
Yeah, who is Rick Ross?
George Anthony.
Who is Mike Jones?
George Anthony says he Googles, who is Garth Brooks' alter ego?
He literally did that for the previous answer.
Yeah.
There it is. And there is Velma naked. Thank you.
Cartoon, Velma.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
George Anthony also says he Googles, what if God was one of us? Judson Wilcoxon says, my kids discovered Minecraft. I spend my days Googling how to do stuff in Minecraft for them. If anyone wants to know how to tame an ocelot, if you want to know how to tame an ocelot or plant some carrots, you know who to ask.
Hitler.
Google. You don't ask Hitler, Google. You ask Google.
Yeah. Gabriel Diaz says walkthroughs for games, although recently it's been how to cure swamp crotch.
It's been hot out there. Oh, man.
Travis K says, here's the short list. Pregnancy week by week. Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Funko Pop vinyl. Jason Shaggy Gossard, Church of Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hunger Man versus Amy's.
Yeah, yeah. Watch your corn intake.
Ryan Timothy Brace also says hot Ramona Flowers cosplayers.
Yeah, yeah. You just fucking, yes.
You're just looking up a lot of hot cosplayers. Yeah,
Canadian, man.
No, you fan them on your Facebook, so you get normal, like, pictures in your feed. You're like, damn.
Here's one that's probably...
Mamie Doll, what's her name? Maria Doll?
Maria Doll.
Samantha Lyon Reek says, usually whatever physical symptoms I'm having that day. Spoiler alert, it's always either cancer or Hashimoto's disease. Yeah, it's any WebMD
stuff. Did anyone put, like, itchy feet?
No. I don't know. I'm not done. Brandy Dunnigan says, Brandy Jansky Dunnigan, old hidden pictures from that time I hated my dad and wanted to adult.
What?
Old hidden pictures from that time I hated my dad and wanted to adult.
Okay, Joe, please type
Brandy Jansky Dunnigan
Tumblr.
Oh, no.
Shaggy from Poodle Slam says he Googles, who was the funniest member of Comedia Agogo?
And the answer you would get would be Kenan Thompson.
Yes. RTB also says most successful methods of suicide. Jeez.
Oh, man. No, the least successful. You're going to get better image search on that one.
Andrew Thomas says, why does it burn? And finally,
RTB. You know why it burns.
Finally, RTB says puppies.
Google. What kind of puppies?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Puppies, porn dollars.
Nigger puppies.
Jeez. Oh, damn it. We brought it back, didn't we? And that's how we ended it. That's...
No, it's not what we're looking up. It's a controversial movie in the 80s.
You're so racist, Jess.
Jess is...
God damn it.
Garza Cruz, 2016.
These dogs are better than those dogs, but...
My God. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for being honest with us on what you're Googling. Hopefully you're not Googling the N-word like Jess is, because you're killing black people.
That's not how it worked. That's not even what's happened.
But that's not funny.
So, yeah. No, so, yeah. Googling the N-word. That is not funny, Jess.
It's not.
That is not funny.
No. Fuck. That was just a random thing I said for follies.
All right, Joe. So thank you for joining Public Access again. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
It's not the last time.
Thanks for skipping Taco Cabana to come hang out with us.
Yeah. Cabana?
Cabana.
Sorry.
Fucking fancy over here.
It is fucking fancy.
This is why Mr. One Key Piano. Oh, something about life and a piano and Taco Cabana.
Cabana.
Taco Cabana. Well, look, you've been a guest on Public Access before, so you know that this is an educational program.
Yeah.
Right? So we ask our guests and we ask ourselves, what did we come to know? What made you come to learn something new about yourself or maybe the world? So ponder that for a second, and we're going to go ahead and start. Jess, what did you come to know?
All right. Look, let's set the record straight here. The movie's called White Dog. White Dog, 1982. It's about a black man who adopted this white dog, and the dog used to belong to a racist, and he trained the dog to specifically attack black people, and so he's trying to condition the dog otherwise. That's what the movie was called. The movie was called White Dog. I erroneously...
Arian.
Good God.
Because the movie was controversial. I thought the movie had a harsh, hard R title. I was wrong. The movie's called White Dog. By any means, do not Google anything else other than White Dog. Available on the Criterion Collection, which are 50% off right now at Barnes & Noble, so I'm sure I can find a copy of White Dog.
White Dog.
I learned that my friend Joe Calise is into choking fat chicks.
Not all the time, though.
Not all the time, yeah. But into it at times.
I should have picked a different example.
That went straight to the heart. Because, I mean, if you said, I heard Larry likes, you know, to jizz on glasses, I'd be like, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
That's a good... Braces? I like braces.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like leg braces?
Like old polio.
Like chicks who are in car accidents and shit.
Yeah.
Physical therapy, yeah, learning how to walk.
Yeah.
Jizz on my braces.
Neck braces, leg braces.
Oh, those are my magic shoes. Oh. So, yeah.
That's Forrest Gump?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that also like a controversial 1970s movie?
Yeah. Jizz on my braces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I learned Joe likes to choke fat chicks.
That's not even what Joe I pulled from that. He was giving an empty example.
Joe Chicken Bone Calise likes to...
What does that mean?
Well, fat chicks choke on chicken bones.
That's a stretch. That's not even...
And that's your nickname. Vegas Joe Chicken Bone Calise.
All right, I'll take it.
It's okay with that.
That's all it's about.
What do you call him chicken bones? Because he likes to choke fat chicks.
Because he learned the ropes. I teach him the ropes.
I like it.
I came to know.
Me too.
That if you were to go back and alter reality and space, break the space time continuum, Joe will still win third place at the World Series of Comedy.
It's which a fixed point in time, as Doctor
exactly.
Who.
Exactly. He is the constant to our universe that we all need. To depend on the rest of our universe, kind of
like if you want to make sure that you fix history, don't go look at Joe.
Yeah.
Because if you fucking pop his tire, if you go in history back in time to Vegas, pop his tire, even try to kill Joe, then like a bullet wouldn't like go through your head because you need to win that.
And then I would lose the contest because I would be doing my act through like some voice modulator, and like you would have got first if you didn't.
You don't have that weird voice thing.
Yeah,
we'll still got third.
Place, yeah.
Right. Finally, a fat chick joked your back.
God. It comes back to joking.
Why is that his defining moment?
It's not his defining moment.
Why does Jess hate black people?
Tell me about it. No. Black dogs.
Yeah.
It's like he had a bone to pick with that dog. Have you ever heard about this dog? It's been giving me a... He's having a real hard time.
He's like a neighbor's dog. Jess just hates. It's not even black. He just calls it that.
There's a movie I keep Googling, waiting to be made. I Google it every day to make sure that it's going to be made at some point. So
are they going to make it or not?
I keep going to GoFundMe so I can give it some money. Joe. Second time on public access. What did you come to know?
How boring life would be if my piano only had one key.
Yeah.
I think that would carry that with me through the rest of my life.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean that on my deathbed.
Yeah, so you got what, a week and a half?
Yeah, I'll put that on my tombstone.
Yeah, with pepperoni juice.
Pepperoni juice? What'd you say?
With pepperoni and cheese, but I almost... But I faded out there for a second.
Pepperoni juice.
But yeah. You know, my life, my piano does have one key.
I sit
in my apartment and play the one key.
With your finger?
Yeah, I'm real sad.
Bing, bing, bing.
But
but it's a black key, so it's ang.
Oh, come on, Jess.
Jeez, always color.
What's wrong with you?
What difference does it make what color the key is?
The key.
Let me go look it up.
That's not what I was going for.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Always got to come back to race.
Always go with fucking Jess.
Did you mean Ray Charles?
Oh, dear Lord.
Google's trying to, like, correct the social...
That's Google.
The broken social condition of
that's Google.
By suggesting something
no,
else.
Google's just made to help grandparents when they're searching.
Did you mean Rachel?
Yeah. Did you mean Snoop Doggy Dog?
There we go.
What if Snoop Dogg came up?
Terrible.
I don't know. Go down the list.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just you're racist as grandparents who say that, and you go, yes, grandma.
Yes, Garfield's best friend was Odie. Odie. Not.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the
Ray, we should apologize.
The comments and opinions of Jess Castro do not reflect upon Comedia Go-Go or Public Access.
Their opinions are viewpoints. It was just a... I just wanted to. So I just thought that's here. What the name of the movie was. I sincerely thought that that's what the name of the movie was.
Not only does Jess hate handmade gifts,
no, I
he also hates black dogs.
There are movies.
Black Dogs Lives Matter.
There are movies with the N bomb, like the N word in the title of it. It's not a crazy thing.
Not about dogs.
Yeah. But not about dogs.
100%.
That was what Google did prove to me that the movie does not exist.
Wow, Jess.
I'm sure you'll make that happen one day, David Duke. Joe Calise. So, where can people find you online? Where can they follow you?
I used to not be on social media, and I just started again, so I have a very small presence on the social media.
Yeah.
Don't let that deter you from being my friend.
Yes.
Don't be my friend, though. Just like my fan page. I don't want to be anyone's friend.
Got it.
All right. My personal page is for me to not do anything with.
Right. Just to facilitate your page.
Yeah. Yes. And then the fan page is where people can go to like me, and then Twitter as well. Yeah.
And that is what? At what?
At Joe Calise.
There you go.
At Joe Calise.
And that's C-A-L-I-Z. Yeah, the rest I-Z. Is
I-Z. I-Z.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Joe. Jess, what do we have going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. Your one-stop shop for being one of us and you being one of you, and we're just all... We're all one happy family.
One of them.
One of them. Hey, guys.
See if we don't get kicked off of one of us.net because of Jess's radical viewpoints.
Like we said,
I'll absorb the racism. It was me.
All right.
All right. Well, there
I'm
you
not,
go.
I won't be here next time.
Yeah, guys. This is true. If you want older episodes, this one just piqued your curiosity. I'm like, man, I gotta get more of that going on in my life. You want to go to comediaagogo.com. They have lots of older episodes on that website, along with our wonderfully culturally relevant movie Blood Cousins and our culturally relevant comedy special Big Red and Barbacoa. Lots of good stuff. At comediaagogo, hashtag public access, and be a part of our Happy Campers group on Facebook. Happy Campers, Public Access, Happy Campers, Public Access on Facebook, comediaagogo. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
That's right, guys. And also, follow the Blind Tiger at Blind Tiger Comedy Club on Facebook and at Blind Tiger Laugh on Twitter. Come by any Friday night for a free midnight show or check out our cool 10 p.m. shows that we have going on. And be sure that you are there October 30th for the first ever Candy Butcher's comedy sideshow. Comedia Go-Go is going to present some pretty, pretty cool stuff with burlesque dancers, sideshow freaks, comedians, and some cool videos. So come by. It'll be fun. It'll be great. First ever. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Joe, thank you so much for joining. I can't wait for next time. If there is a next time, unless we're shut down by
NAACP. We'll just start another one without Jess.
It's called something else. Thanks, Joe.
Did you mean Snow Dogs?
That's right. That's a movie.
With Cuba Gooding Jr., no less. Did you mean Snow Dogs, Grandpa?
Did you mean Watch Dogs?
So, great. So, thanks, Joe. Thanks, guys. Jess, it was nice knowing you. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
This is Jess, your friend. Your friend and your confidant. Your buddy who doesn't judge or... He loves you all.
Yeah. And we'll Google you later.